Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards, while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another week of Barn Burner here with Flames Nation. The month of March just keeps chugging away. Already the 20th.
Jeez.
Where did the month go? Where did it go? Where did you go?
I was just looking at last Monday being like, wow, it's already the 13th.
I'm
like,
yeah.
No, that was
that
last
was a week
Monday.
Ago. Yeah, for sure it was. Yeah. Here we are. As we get into it, there's the Retster. There's Ryan Pinder, and there's the old guy in the corner.
Boomcat.
There we are. How are we doing, everybody? Good to see you, Retro. How are we feeling? How are we doing?
It's been rough. It was a tough journey down to Nashville. I got absolutely S-bombed and abused by that city. It took me down hard. And I came home a little bit ill, spent a few hours or maybe days locked in my room with a overcoming.
Just thinking what about other, the, your decision making or
being punished?
Yeah,
the poor decisions and the,
Go to your room, Rhett.
A lot of stuff.
You're not allowed out till Sunday night. You got punished.
Right. Nashville's now become the new Vegas, whereas it was Vegas is undefeated. I think Nashville has become another one of those towns, undefeated status.
It's basically the same, except you can wear what you want and you don't have to wait in line and as much as you do in Vegas. That's kind of like the only difference.
Yeah.
More jeans. People sing along. You're friends with people you never met rather than everyone sizing each other up like it's Vegas.
That's Vegas has more of that.
Yeah.
I can relay this to you. Mm. I love Nashville, but it used to be a lot cheaper. If you're looking to save a few bucks, it ain't going to happen in the old Nashville.
Is that right, hey?
Because we would have been there.
They can ding you. You know that cheap booze down in the States?
Yeah.
Not $70 for a... For a six pack at the pub.
Jeez. So, because the Boomcat was relaying a story from last week when we were down in Vegas, and I was so excited to get to see Shiner Bock at
Nashville.
In Rhett's favorite bar there, Tootsie's, that I just bought an armful, and it was like, they're so cheap, we're all having 1,000.
Yeah, it was
that's
just
not happening anymore, is what you're saying. Yeah. You can't get arms full of beers at $3 a pop.
It was like, how many can you carry? That'll be $6. Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's not the case anymore.
Now, is it still cheap
the case at all?
At the Walmart and that when you buy the it's gotta still be cheap there.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It's cheaper at those types of places for sure.
They don't let you drink as much in those places, I noticed. Every time I try to drink in Walmart, it's just like, get the fuck out of here.
That's right.
Weird.
Just crack right in.
Music's
into it.
Not as good.
Could it be, now you're talking about how you were in the bedroom, getting older, is that part of it? Or did you go harder than you have in recent, or in last trips, or what do you... chalk it up to?
Well, also, I'm trying to break it down. I don't drink as much as I used to. Not even close.
That's a horrifying thought.
I hate hangovers, so that's fine. But Monday after the show, I flew to Toronto.
Yep.
To watch the Sabres game and got back at 1:30 in the morning. Probably wasn't asleep till 2:30. Kids get up at 6:30. Or pardon me, that's Tuesday now. So then Tuesday you're get packed, go to the airport, fly to Nashville, start drinking at 3:00. Went to bed decently early that night, like midnight. Wow. 3 till midnight. Most people, that's
a good shift.
Mm-hmm. Pretty extensive, right? The rest of my squad was out till 3:00. Oof. I was excited to have buddies. My buddy Wilm was there, and Bart Holt, who I hadn't seen for a while. They're childhood friends, so that was good. Plus all the other guys, the alumni guys. On Wednesday, I made a wise decision not to drink till after the games were done. So that saved me 4 hours of drinking. But once the games were done, the first drink was a stiff vodka, and it was vodka all day and shooters, and that was a real train wreck of a night.
Didn't he tell us?
I was thinking.
No shooters? Wasn't that your policy 2 years ago? You got all pissy at me because I did shooters. And like, you don't do shooters. That's for idiots. You loser. Don't do shooters. You're not 18.
And I proved why it's for idiots. Oh, okay. So whatever. And so I thought, okay, Wednesday was my kick the, you know, let's do this day. Okay. So I did it. And then Thursday, you saw me.
Mm.
I think Thursday was the day I did the, I was dying.
Not only like dying horrendously and incredibly hungover, but also like a partial lobotomy had been performed. Like forming sentences was tough. You saw one of your buddies and it was like watching the hamster wheel turn, just trying to get his name out. You're like, oh, Brian McGrattan.
Yeah, you looked like Jesus. You looked like Jack and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Yes. after he got all fucked up. Sad story.
But yeah. Then, you know, we played the games and then the boys were all over me to have a drink. So the next thing you know, you're on the rooftop Tootsie's at 3 PM and drinking martinis at 10:30 at night, having a massive steak. And oh,
you know what though? When I hear you describe it, cool. I'm in for that. Let's start at 2 or 3, especially in Nashville. The bars are open. They're the bands are playing since 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Let's go. What are we waiting for? Go get after it when you're ready to get after it. If you're in bed by 10, like you say, that's That'll a shift. Yeah. Who cares? I'm in for day drinking.
No, it was, and that was the Hawks game that they lost Nashville to the Hawks that you were supposed to attend there. Yes. Did you attend the game? Did I miss that while I saw a phone call coming?
I attended some of a period.
Some of a period. There again, you know.
Well. You want to go watch Nashville, Chicago that much? Like, really?
Well, that's why you don't go. I mean, even that you get there and leave. Well,
they gave me a ticket. It was part of the, some of the guys had never been to the rink. They wanted to, all right, let's, whatever.
Did they at least score? It was 2-1 or something? Because that's the chant. That's the whole thing, right? It's like, you suck. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. All right. Some of a period.
So are you going to Winnipeg? Because we know that's where the tour is stopping next.
Not a effing chance. Mm. Not a chance.
The good people of Winnipeg have had their fair city's name besmirched so many times, and now another blow from a flatlander, no less.
So now you said going in that you weren't going. If you had replied and said, yes, Kelly Chase, I will be going to Winnipeg, with how you feel, how much money you spent, how awful you felt the last 2 days, what's the percentage that you would be going to Winnipeg today? Even if you had said yes.
I would have phoned in with I'm ill and can't attend. I got the Rona. I'm out.
Yeah.
And I might have the Rona. I have no idea. it's entirely possible. I guess I shouldn't laugh, but I might get criticized. Well, it's all that
open mouth kissing. It'll get you. So is it still lots of the young ladies? It's that bachelorette capital of the U.S., old Nashville.
Spring break is what was. It's spring break down here, so some of the there was a lot of youth.
Was there any moms traveling with the youth so that you know you had some people to have conversations with all the fellas on this thing or no?
Well, we weren't very popular.
Oh dear.
The gray and the beard. Yeah.
I remember the last evening that I had on our trip to Nashville and how it all kind of came winding down. We went to the game, and then I think it was Legends, then Tootsie's, or vice versa. And then we're in the back of the bar, and then one of our buddies, Brian Gibson, gets another one of the guys on his shoulders, and they start putting clothes on him to make it look like he's a 10-feet tall person. You know, it's just one man. It's only one man.
Only one man here.
Waitress gives us the boot from there. We leave, kind of walk up and down Broadway, and we realize by now, I think that was like the third day or whatever it was.
We've been to all these places.
We'd been Nashville'd out.
Yep.
But Retro needed a hot dog from the hot dog cart outside one of the bars.
It's firm but fair.
And to this day, the hottest hot dog ever served on the planet.
Really?
It was one of those, oh, so good. Like just your mouth is burnt for about a week.
Like watching a dog, but you just can't help it because it's meat. I have to keep going. But I can't stop.
I'm so hungry. And then it was into a golf cart and we wheeled around. And then we got hooked up with Doug. And then it was to the Rips. We walked in.
Rips.
Good night, everybody. Lights came on after we paid our cover. Yeah. Left again.
That's right. That was greasy. They let us in, took the cover, and then it was like, good night.
Went to another.
Good night, Nashville. Yeah,
went to another bar, walked in, bought a drink. Good night, everybody. Lights on. Shit.
I think we're done.
And then it was kind of that, it was just a sign from the universe. Guys.
Time to go.
Go home. For fuck's sakes.
Yeah. And
just tap out already.
My buddy brought his girl because they'd never been to Nashville before. And he's like, you know, when he's texting on Friday when everyone's leaving, he's like, so I flew to Nashville and I saw Tootsie's. And I saw Tootsie's. Yeah. And then I saw Tootsie's again.
Your favorites are your favorites. So it's okay.
He flew down to go to a bar. He went to Nashville and went to a bar.
And what's great about Tootsie's is if you happen to go to a hockey game, it's literally across the street.
It's so kitty corner.
You could have gone to the airport, to your hotel, to Tootsie's within a block radius. That's your experience of Nashville. Well, that's good. Well, we're glad to see you're alive. You do look better. You may not be feeling it, but you look better than the last time we saw you there on Thursday. That was a good one.
I feel better than Thursday.
Yeah, that was a good one. That. You know who's not feeling good, Rhett, is our buddy Ryan. His hoof is hurting again.
Oh, no. Is it back?
Well, I don't want it to be, but you know me. I'm a data guy. There's a lot of indicators suggesting it's back. The good news is it's not the toes. It's not the digits. It's like the inside of your little nub is, like,
okay, inside of the foot,
it's like
or outside?
My instep here.
Okay, let's see it.
Right here.
So like on the ankle bone.
Right there.
That's what.
So when I
See, I didn't know you could. Well, I
mean, it's a joint, and it's low in your body. So the math checks out there. All the symptoms are the same. It felt like something was strained. I'm like, oh, maybe it's just a strained ligament yesterday, and then throughout the night, I'm like, I can't move this thing a half inch without like I'm like, it's back, the fucking gout. Mm-hmm. So I've got a gout guy, is my buddy, dealing with it.
Yeah.
And I sent him a text as soon as I was up this morning. I'm like, buddy, I got bad news. It's the G's back. He's like, oh, shit. He's like, I'm working from home today. Come by. I got a stash of pills. We'll start working on this right away. Because the whole thing is like, okay, I'm an idiot. And yes, I'm going to do dumb things that potentially lead me to the chance of getting gout. But I'm supposed to fly tomorrow to go golf with my father for 4 days. I can't do that if I can't walk.
Oh, sure you can. I have faith.
So we got to get on this. And it's like the doctor, I'm calling. There's no one's in today. Like go to a walk-in. So it's like, I got to get ahead of this. So we've been through this. We know all the pills. So I've started already the removing of the uric acid from my body.
It went very well when he made his phone call to the family doctor. And they basically told him, you're out of luck.
It's just like, yeah, you know, I'll put you on hold again. Yeah, sure. Yes, please do. Yeah. No, those doctors aren't in today. Are there other ones? Yes. Can I see them? No. Okay. I'd recommend a walk-in. Thanks for the recommendation.
Thanks for that. Thanks, tips. So are you full on like limp and everything? Like
it's a very mild limp. Honestly, it loosened up a little bit. But yeah, there's two things. There's the pain And then there's like what causes the pain. And I'm not too worried about the pain. I can limp for a day or two. I need to get the uric acid out of my blood so I can act, behave normally. And I'm happy to toss booze aside for a while here, but I just need to be able to walk and move.
It's another one of those things, Retro. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. We were chastised at one point in our life about being old and having gout and certain things that we did.
Father Time's undefeated.
And then all of a sudden, the circle is unbroken, my friend.
Circle of
welcome. Life. Welcome, Ryan. Enjoy your gout. Enjoy your kids' sports. Enjoy all of it.
And just great news that it's the second time within a year. So now I'm, by definition, it's a chronic.
Chronic.
Gout.
Yeah. Chronic gout. Yeah.
I was hoping that would be like...
Maybe the, you guys... What? You're eating so much meat. Maybe you guys...
I was thinking maybe if I... That would be part of the cure is just hammer the chronic, roll doobies all day. But that's that's not it. It's a different thing. It's worse.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Tower
Chrysler.
It doesn't
help.
Yeah. Welcome to the Tower Chrysler Studios. Probably, yeah. We're dealing with a lot of things here. I feel great.
Except, do you? Well, no. Okay. Hang on. There are noises coming from across the room. That I wasn't sure if that was like, you know, the place below us because we're on a top floor here at Marta Loop. And two or three times while we're working, Dean's stomach was the loudest thing in the room. And that's like well hidden under clothes, a hoodie, a jacket. Like the rumblings are so noisy that I'm confirming that that is indeed his stomach because I'm worried about, you know, whether he's going to pass on us today.
It sounds like a sound effect you would hear that's like exaggerated. Is that your stomach? Yes, yes.
What
yes,
did you eat?
And well, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but we went to a restaurant. It was my son's birthday yesterday. We went out. It's his favorite restaurant. Everyone loves it. We always leave very happy, and it is great. And it's not just because, you know, that...
It's a lovely restaurant.
It's a great restaurant. It's not their fault.
It's definitely
not
your
fault. But it hit me like a truck for sure.
Well, and this guy, it's like the list of things that make his system go upside down. I mean, it's...
Would you like more steak sauce? Jesus. Yes, please. It's, more ginger? Yum, yum sauce? Yes, what? Please. Yes, please. Oh, so good though, God almighty.
It's kind of like the gout thing. You should know what sets you off.
Oh, I know exactly what sets it off.
By now.
And it was like the perfect storm.
Yeah, I mean,
so my sister's 40th was 2 weekends ago. We were clearing us out at midnight. And sure enough, the charcuterie tray didn't get touched. So it's just a pile of cured meats. And I go and take them and put them in my fridge. I know this is bad for me. And then I was sick the week before that. And I put two big nights together. And then I did it again this weekend like an idiot. And every night when I stumble in, I'm hammering salami out of the fridge. It's a not hydrated enough. It's a perfect storm of idiot decisions.
So
same with you. Boom. Well, you probably know all the things that set you off.
But are you going to go there? And what are you going to do? Just kind of salad?
No, God.
There's nothing you can do.
Defeat sometimes.
It's like going to Dutton's and not having a beer. Mm-hmm. How you do that?
Soup, salad, rice, steak, shrimp. Just keep it coming. Come on.
Extra sauce.
Would you like more sauce on the rice? Yeah.
Yep.
Extra shrimp, yep.
Just give me that whole jar of sauce. So yes. Good.
So if you think there's an earthquake from anything you're picking up in your headphones, that's that's
friggin' Nokia self. Your Nokia flip phone going off in your pocket. It's just my guts. Welcome to the Tower Chrysler Studio. He's 15.
Wow.
Yeah. 15.
So only what? And then 10, 12 years left before he moves out?
The other one, 18 in like 3 weeks.
Oh boy. That's a big day. Any plans yet or no?
He's leaving things open. He's taking the day off work. He's like, I just want to see what's going to go on. I said, if there's any puke in your bed, the carpet, the floor, the house, the kitchen, you're cleaning it up. FYI.
Or we'll just hand you the invoice, son.
Yeah, you can figure it out. Tower Chrysler Studios, there's only one Tower Chrysler in Calgary, and it's the best one. When it comes to Tower Chrysler dealers, you go to the other Tower Chrysler. There's no Surge. No. There's no Nikki.
No.
Right? There's
I don't believe so.
People that have their heart in the right place, doing good things for good people. Not at the other towers, but at this tower, Surge is running a tight ship. They are Consumer Choice Award winners, Calgary's favorite Chrysler, Dodge, Ram dealer in the city.
How's the people were telling me they see the Nation Jeep zipping around?
I saw that. I got...
it's like people on social.
A little creepy.
I do like that. If you see the Nation Jeep, throw a little hashtag on that and then send it towards Barn Burner, Flames Nation, us.
It does need a bath.
It was in front of Staples and it was dirty as hell the other day.
Yeah. It's hard though, because we've had snow and then it warms up and then it snows again. But I think we're close. We're going to give it a bath here.
Car wash on the list today for me. Truck wash, I suppose.
Love it. Love it. Well, other thing, you know, and we heard about Ryan's sister. More on her coming up in the show.
Doubly, actually.
What?
There's two items that...
All right.
Yeah. Get ready.
Pinder's sister, gout, Rhett hangovers, my stomach. We're into it. We got a lot to deal
with. It's a sports show. Just ignore the first 20 minutes every day.
Welcome to Calgary's number one sports show. It is Barn Burner with the boys. It's a Calgary Flames game day. Get your helmets on, lads. It's the LA Kings. We'll tell you why that's potentially bad news, although in the world of play good against good teams, bad against bad teams.
It's opposite George.
Don't worry about it. But we go back over the course of the weekend. An exciting match. You were there.
Yes.
Dallas, Calgary, Saturday, Dome, overtime loss, rinse, repeat.
They have taken 5 of 6 from the Dallas Stars in the season series. It has come to an end, and I don't know that any of these games in the season series resembled what we saw in the playoff series last spring, which was incredibly tight games and low goal scoring, phenomenal goaltending. In this season series, it was, 6-1 Flames and then 6-5 in the first one. The Flames blew two goal leads in the second one. And then what? Toffoli wins it in OT?
Yep.
And then in this last one.
Regulation. Was it?
I can't recall. Yeah, it was part of the back-to-back.
Late in the game.
Yeah.
Either way, then this last one, they fall down 2-0 immediately. And there's 9 goals scored in total? 10? 11? Was it 6?
11.
11, yeah. So
10.
This was not the series. Yeah. Plus the OT. This was the exact opposite of what we watched for 7 games in round one last year, was it not?
Yeah,
again, a top 10 team in the league. So, of course, the Flames took 5 of 6 points. They can't beat fucking Montreal, but they took 5 of 6 against fucking Dallas.
You know what? I'm watching that game, and I'm going, Flames make it.
You're not afraid of playing them.
Against the one team.
It's not a guarantee you'd win, but you're not like, oh, we have no chance. Yeah. There's Colorado, and I don't really know who else in the West is you don't have a chance. It's that open this year in the West. If there was a Carolina out West, if there was a Toronto, Boston, Tampa out West, if there was a New Jersey or even the Rangers, you'd be like, ooh, you don't want to face them. But in the West, it's Colorado, and they're not even a one seed right now. If they can somehow get their asses into this thing, there's some drama left.
What'd you see, Rhett? Like Ryan was saying, it started 2-0, and you thought this is not great because these are all must-win games, it feels like, right now. But they fought back, but then they couldn't hang on, and it was a wild one.
I thought they played fine against a good team. That's a lot of what Pinder said, what they said on TV. What we're all thinking is you're down 2-0, and you find a way to get a point. That's probably good, but you really needed to hang on and get both points. It's too bad. And you give up 5 goals and you're like, geez, well, 6, but you give up 6 goals. It's like, that's terrible hockey. How can you play that way when you're in a must win situation? But I didn't think they played poorly. I thought they were fine.
Both teams created a ton of chances.
Dallas was great either, but they, what's that?
I said, yeah, there's a lot of chances. If you just went to the highlight reel, there's a lot of plays. This was not a no event 60 minutes. And obviously with the score, you'd think it's that way. But that, and for just straight entertainment value, take a human to the first NHL game. That would be unbelievable. One of the best of the year. Rangers game when they came out of the All-Star break would be another.
It did feel like from that playoff series, here comes Jake Oettinger. This guy is how are you going to win games against Dallas when this guy is
you spot him a 2-goal lead? What?
Earlier this year when we were talking, and I think it was after, was it after the 6-5 or maybe after the
game
the
two?
It was game two. You're like,
it was after the second one.
You're not going to see, or was Wedgwood in?
Wedgwood was in for the 6-5 one.
Yeah, the comment you made was, I don't think you're going to see Jake Oettinger giving up that many goals very often.
And then the next one.
Shit happened again.
Yeah, it was.
But, I mean, do I think this is what you'd see if they met in the playoffs? No chance. I think it goes right back to that 3-2, 2-1, 1-0 stuff.
Yeah.
I think they're both capable of it for sure. So.
And no again.
But that's the thing, right? They'll both, the Flames can play that style, I guess. It's funny because when you see them go up against Dallas and it looks like a team that you know, if you sneak your way in, that could be the matchup.
Got some help yesterday, too.
There's a team that's really trying to screw themselves over, eh?
Jets?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what it's like, though, Retro, I would think, when it's when you're the hunter or the hunted. Sometimes you almost feel, and it's not, certainly the Flames aren't making it look that way, but man, when you're in a slide and you feel that grip.
Walls are coming in.
Loosening and loosening, and you're... They're watching the out-of-town scoreboard just as much as anybody else, when and they're in the spot. I don't know which is more desirable. You still want to be in and hold your fate in your hands, but that's got to be a sick feeling when, guys, we just need to get some wins here to hang on, and they're struggling.
Morrissey missed a game last week. I don't know, but I'd suggest he's not 100, given that it's do-or-die time for this club, and he did miss a game and then came back in. Nashville's the other team in the mix. They've got the toughest schedule remaining. In the NHL, that's something. And Roman Yossi's day-to-day, didn't play yesterday, may not play Tuesday. Again, it's going to be really painful if you miss by 1, 2, 3 points and you look at all the absolute brutal games against cellar dwellers. So by all means, get in, and we won't talk about it.
That's the weekend. Game tonight, game tomorrow. Busy week for the Flames. It's the Kings coming up tonight. A team that has been playing great. Want to mention Mad Rose. You see there, Mad Rose Pub. We had Mad on Friday. Of course, St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, yeah, right.
I should check in with Matt, see how it was going there, because he was bracing himself for a...
They just opened the patio.
A hummer of a day.
So their capacity just went up by another 40 chairs or whatever. Like, that was going to be, that was the calm before the storm.
And, of course, Mad Rose Pub, they love setting up Flames experiences for you. The Vegas Golden Knights come to town on Thursday.
Two Thursdays in a row against the Knights, this one in Calgary. Yeah.
The next opportunity of a Flames experience.
I wonder what that could mean.
I don't know.
We'll have to enter to win and find out.
They're fun. They are fun. And very quickly, I brought up sorry, go ahead.
Well, we're just going to say that's some tough traveling games for the Flames.
One back for Dallas. We talked about how dumb that is. It's a one-game homestand, and you're right back to California desert area.
Arizona, Vegas, home, time Dallas, LA, Anaheim, home. Yeah, not ideal.
Vegas.
Did you see your buddy...
What?
See your buddy Jack Eichel?
Eichel.
Pumped in a Hattie, I think... saw over the weekend.
He's been on a nice tear since Rhett said he was no good.
Yeah, since Rhett said he was dog trash. Bleep, he's really come on. If I had a bell, I'd ring it. I don't know. What have we got? No. Nope. No.
That's close. I mean, that's kind of a bell. Not a bell.
Not really. This is the...
Walker Durr!
That's Walker Durr.
Voodoo!
No, that's not going to work. If I had a bell... I'd have it ready, because Retro, new sponsor alert.
Oh!
New sponsor, signed up, coming on board, familiar name Retro, our old friend Brian Gibson and Green Drop. He's coming into the barn, part of the Barn Burner family. Welcome, Brian, welcome to Green Drop.
Just one man. Boss. Just one man.
He's only one man. Green Drop, they've been taking care of us for years. They're going to take care of you, having that lawn. They do it all. Just could you water it and cut it? That's all we're asking you to do. Just water it and cut it. They take care of the rest.
Beautiful.
Greendrop.com. We'll have, I know we're going to be doing some giveaways and all sorts of things, but awesome to have Brian on board. We've had, there's a few stories, and I guess we'll probably keep them under wraps now that he's on board. We'll kind of...
I was going to say we don't have to use him as blackmail anymore. Yeah. That's a positive.
Yeah, it'd be some sabotage.
Now that he's on board, we don't need to threaten to
release
these
stories.
No, I want to
make more stories with Brian. He's a
100%.
So, yes, sir, that's how that's going to go. Good to have Green Drop. So stay watching, stay listening. A chance perhaps for you to have some lawn care taken care of this coming summer. And either way, you should. I was looking this morning at the different packages. I mean, it's weed control... it's fertilizer, and then there's so many just water it.
Don't
water it.
Just, yeah, call them, give them your address, and then cut the grass and water the grass.
It's 100% guaranteed. It's safe for your pets. It's, I wasn't, until we met Brian, I wasn't that familiar with it. I'd never done it before. And it just felt like one of those things, oh, but, you know, I don't need that. Why do I need to do that? I'll just go and buy a bag of the stuff. Don't buy a bag of the stuff.
No, they know what they're doing.
They know what they're
doing. We don't. We're idiots.
You know what they've used? Science. Ooh. Science.
I'm in.
Which you know nothing about.
I know nothing about science.
Not deep into science.
Water it. And we'll tell you about BuzzBoss. That's part of what they do as well.
Yeah.
Some people got their Christmas lights hung
Love
on their house.
BuzzBoss.
They do it all. Mm-hmm. Great people.
They do it all. Playoff draft is coming.
Ooh.
So when are they going on sale? I really want to get a team in there. I really want to get
Settle
a team.
Down.
I understand. It's the 20th, but it's coming up in now just a little less than a month, but we have plenty of runway left. It is the inaugural Barn Burner Playoff Draft. We are going to have the teams going on sale. They will go quickly. Not to be cocky about it or anything, but I'm just judging on what we're hearing from both Kids Sport, which is in support of Kids Sport, and for us, the interest is high. We think it'll potentially be a day one sellout kind of a thing. We'll have the details, website, where to go, prices, all of it. The Wolverine is working on the menu. He's getting all the grub and the little things figured out with the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. We've got one of the
fine details.
Get some charcuterie for Pinder.
Yeah, get some cured meats and some red wine.
Frig off, Wolvie.
But how it's going to work, we're all going to get together on Friday the 14th. It will be the final night of the NHL regular season. We should have everything figured out by then. And then all the teams of eight people at your draft table. I mean, less if you want, I suppose. It's up to you. You buy a team, you do whatever the hell you want. Maximum eight. Get dressed up, get ready. We've got the VIP lanyards. We've got the table set up, the boards, the digital boards, the draft board. We've got some things. And it's not just going to be your usual playoff draft. Just take a goalie
wrinkles.
And some these. There's going to be some stuff in there as well.
Wrinkles.
But as mentioned, it is in support of Kids Sport. It's for the kids, Rhett. It's for the kids.
Well,
kind of like your thing in Nashville. I'm sure that was for the kids, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's for something, but it wasn't kids.
Yeah. Well, we were all kids once.
Kids Sport's been doing a great job.
That's right.
Kids Sport has always done a good job of hosting these things for us.
Good
great
people.
Cause, good people.
Volunteers.
Some Olympians in the house, potentially. Yeah.
So we'll have some, again, we'll have some details, just kind of getting some little things. It's not, we're not worried. I just don't want you people to worry. We keep talking about it. But we're excited to finally get this thing going. It's been, how long have we been doing this show, this thing, whatever?
A decade? No, 5 months.
Is that what it is?
November, December, January, February.
Did we stay?
5.5 months. Feels like a decade.
Good Lord. Somebody on the chat, can you win a smoker? I'm not sure. The more important question is, if you win it, do you get to keep it? Is that the new world we live in, or how does that work?
If Pinder wins, does he get to keep it?
Yeah. Pinder report time. Pinder
right.
report. And this is where you were like, Pinder's sister, what?
She's a legend.
Village Honda, Northwest Auto Mall, paying top dollar for your vehicle, and they've got $1 million to do it. Sell them your vehicle and get a tropical cruise for two.
I like that.
Find out more at villagehonda.com, your dealership for life. They bring you the Pinder report.
I think I could do a tropical cruise without booze or meats.
No.
I don't think so either.
Not you.
Someone else should go up to Village Honda and win that thing. No. Then let's go. All right, we start with Dallas and Calgary. Saturday at the Dome. Two early goals for Dallas against Jake Oettinger. Well, that's just a death sentence. Oh, two leads for the Calgary Flames. Oh, and overtime for the Calgary Flames. How are the Flames at overtime? Let's have a look, because it hasn't exactly been a banner season. They're not going to coaching clinics this summer. Like, we're going to break down the Flames 3-on-3 success this year.
They're good at getting to extra time.
So good.
Right?
Yes. The commitment to really one-goal games and getting beyond regulation?
Yeah.
Unparalleled. Here's your OT winner from Saturday at the Dome. Good crowd. Raucous building.
Yeah.
It's a fun night.
Sure.
Wait.
Yeah.
Robertson. Long pass to Robertson. Hintz goes for the goal. Robertson. Nice move. Backhand. Scores! Robertson on the backhand. Wins it in overtime. Star.
Robertson. Watch the finish here. This is just dirty.
Hintz goes for the goal. Robertson. Nice move. Backhand. Scores! Robertson on the backhand.
Yeah, so
Robertson,
there's your winner.
In overtime.
Robo. Was quieter in that series against the Flames last spring, but it was his breakout year. He got paid this past summer. He's having another monster year.
Who?
Robo. That's what they call him. Robo.
Robo.
Robertson. Robo. Yeah. Robocop?
Yeah.
Robo Ertson.
Jovocop?
Nope. Markstrom didn't like it. Here's Jacob Markstrom waiting on the ice. He thought this was going to get overturned for goalie interference, and we'll have a little look why. But
what's
first,
that?
just hang on. Because I was probably sprinting to Dutton's here. Bang.
And you can see his
bang. And away she goes.
So
he's not happy. Now, what in the heck could be goalie interference there? It's Robertson going to the backhand. Riff Daddy. Like, come on now. What's the...
Well, he interfered with the Flames' opportunity to win.
Robertson did that.
That was some major interference in any hope they had to come back. Because that's a 40-goal guy going backhand shelf.
And I believe it was Roope Hintz in front that Markstrom may have been upset about. It appears that his stick, this is going to be very difficult for Alex.
Come on.
Is, what are we doing? Touching come his mask. On.
Really?
As this is coming in. I'm not suggesting this should have been overturned, but I'm trying to figure out why Markstrom's so bleeping pissed. And he is generally salty when they lose in overtime. But there you can see.
Six goals.
Yeah, exactly. And they weren't all great. And look at, you can also see here, Robertson's got that thing on end about to get post-shelf in.
Where's it going? Is it going to miss the net?
It's going to hit the post and go in. That's adorable. That happens to other teams. It goes to the post,
but I don't know. I was actually a little appalled that the Flames are standing there trying to act outraged that, oh, this is another one that should be called back. I'm like, think so.
We've seen crazy things called there. Chances. I don't see anything egregious. There's been less than that called, but it's certainly not had to call it, right?
But it's kind of, they've had good fortune there.
They did.
Minnesota game, maybe if we just wait here long enough, they'll find something.
They had a goal called back against...
goalie interference? Okay, well, what about offside? Was it offside?
Arizona?
Stick measurement. Check his stick.
I would have been... It was closer to an offside than goalie interference.
Pee in the cup. Whatever. He's on roids. Pee in a cup.
Yeah. Nandrolone or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The real problem might not have been interfering with the goalie. Maybe Markstrom's issue is when the wave's going on, Dean, because twice the Flames had a lead and twice the game was tied while people were doing the wave. Actually. Second, the most egregious. The first, certainly while people were trying to get the whole building. This was an absolute nightmare. Here are the scenes from the Dome. My sister knows I hate the wave. Let's have a look here.
Wait for it to come over.
No!
Yeah!
He does. I was going to say, if you're new to the show, this has been a Pinder thing for a long time. He hates the wave. Under no circumstance should you be doing the wave.
Not a flattering stretch there on the old... Okay. So, yeah, I hope the people that were really excited about the wave rather than watching a one-goal game were okay with the outcome on Saturday, right? That was your choice. You can do the wave or you can watch a one-goal game. Tough to do both.
I don't know. The science... Again, we said science? We're not big into science, yeah. But I'm not exactly sure.
I'm not saying it caused the goal. Works. I'm just saying don't be idiots, please. I'm not saying there's a curse. I'm saying sit down and watch a one-goal game with your team hunting a playoff spot. If they get up three, take your shirt off and wave it over your head.
As a player, make as much noise as often as you can.
All right, fair enough. Speaking of noise, let's go to the Kiss Cam from Saturday.
Oh, nice.
You love the Kiss Cam, Rhett. Did they ever put one on you on the bench?
Third period? Third period kiss cam? Was it third period?
Second period kiss cam.
Tight game?
No, that's right into the, before we start this, Alex, that's into some scar tissue, right? What was it? It was a playoff game, third period, Kiss Cam? Stanley Cup playoffs?
Game six, Tampa Bay, Stanley Cup finals, 5 minutes left in the game. Kiss me. Kiss Cam comes on.
Oh, Rhett was looking for some Metallica.
Dear.
To get the fans going.
Sandstorm, anything.
And he got the smooch can.
What?
So this is from our friends at CSEC Production who run the Jumbotron. Let's go to the smooch cam, Rhett. It was 80s night, hence the tunes.
Oh, I love it.
And it's always awkward. You don't know. Are they a couple or are they just sitting near
kissing.
Each other?
What about you?
I don't know you.
Oh, I don't know you.
And look at this. He's like, oh, no, look. What? I'm married. No. Look at my ring. I thought she was giving the finger at first. And her friend's like, well, can I kiss you? Oh, no, that's me and my sister. Oh
that's
no. No.
Pinder.
Oh,
come on.
Dear.
You know what? Look at.
Hey.
Be a good sport.
So I don't know who was behind that or if that was total coincidence, but the moment that my sister's husband went up the stairs to the washroom and the kiss cam started, I knew we were fucked.
Well, why is she sitting on your lap?
That's not the case. Please go to YouTube to verify.
Why she got her arm around you?
We're about to, no. And the funniest part, 15 years ago, happened with my brother and her. She's now got both siblings on the Kiss Cam at a Flames game. Took her almost two decades, but it's happened.
Yeah, it's a tight family.
And Twitter got weird. You should have kissed her.
Why didn't you kiss her?
Exactly.
That's why they lost. You're trying to deflect.
It's the Kiss Cam curse.
Yeah, blame the wave. Smooch Cam.
Yeah.
Little smoochy poo with old sister. Not like you haven't done it before a bunch of times.
We're going to move on really quickly.
Looks like she's hot. That's what he's saying right there. She's so hot.
That's my sister.
And
my
she's
sister.
Like, he's number one in my books.
No, she's like, no, 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 no.
He's the only one for me.
Her poor husband taking a piss had to come back to that scene. Right, you ever get on the Kiss Cam? They used to do it on the road to visiting teams to mess with them. No.
Well, I've never made an appearance. I'm looking forward to it one day.
Well, then
hopefully
I got on
I'm there with the right person.
Yeah. I was on the smooch cam, if you want to call it that, at Garth Brooks in Calgary. Wow. He had his wife, Trisha Yearwood, come on for a bit.
Sitting next to you?
She was singing She's in Love with the Boy, and they did the smooch cam. And my wife and I were on the smooch cam.
How much face did you suck?
Well, I played it up like, what? Who? What? I did one of these. No, no, no. And then...
she plant one on you?
She gave me a smoocheroonie. It's my claim to fame.
Beautiful stuff. Flames did lose that game, depending which curse you want to blame.
Your
or maybe
wife
just...
is your claim to fame, by the way.
Dinos?
True.
It's a wonderful woman.
Yeah. Truth. Yeah.
You too, right? We're all definitely winning.
Truth bomb.
Good news for the Flames is bad news for the Jets and the Predators. We saw them both lose yesterday. Winnipeg shut out by Winnipeg native Joel Hoffer. Take that.
Yeah, the Hoff.
And the Hoffster, can't hassle the Hoff.
The Hoff bros.
And, oh, delicious. Meanwhile, on Broadway, things weren't going much better for Nashville, who were down 6 after one period, a 7-0 loss. They got throttled by a Rangers club. A
couple 7-0 losses yesterday. Doesn't happen all the time. But
3 shutouts, 3 hat tricks, 3 teams got to 7. It was a weird Sunday in the NHL.
It's my NHL.
That's you?
Yeah.
You like them weird?
Yeah.
Speaking of bad news for the Preds, not just a 7-0 loss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lost one without Roman Josi because he hurt. This was from yesterday. Didn't even make the trip. And their next action is tomorrow. He is certainly not committed to playing at this point. It is very day-to-day.
Just tap out.
Roman, there's lots of great golf courses the there. Come on. Get that high pick.
Take
for
a
your
deep
GM.
Dive tank already.
Let's go. Here's your look at the standings after the, well, some sanctuary on Sunday for the Calgary Flames.
Ooh, the cult.
As they find themselves.
My favorites.
Now four out, which doesn't sound great, but they do have a game in hand all of a sudden on the Winnipeg Jets.
Firewoman, you're to blame. Firewoman, you're to blame.
What he said. And two games in hand the Preds have on the Flames, but the Flames are ahead of them. So, all right. Big game in LA tonight. We knew that. We're reminded of that. And yesterday makes it even more important than it would have been if, you know, both those teams got a win yesterday.
Is LA, like,
they've been good.
Seeing this correctly, maybe first overall?
In the West, they're not far from it.
They unbeaten need... in nine, Rhett. 7-0-2. Last 12, 8-1-3 at home.
Very good.
They, it's a 10-game home point streak. They haven't been this good at home since the 0-1-0-2 I saw this morning. They're playing very well.
And it looks like, as you said, they could get to first or they could face Edmonton in the 2-3, a team they went to 7 with last year in round one. I don't think anyone wants to play LA right now.
No.
Not that you want Edmonton and McDavid, clearly, but if you're the Oilers, you'd... Yeah, geez.
I still can't figure out Phoenix Copley. I can't figure it out.
Well, and they got Korpisalo now too, so yeah, who knows? They extended Copley, so they think it's real. Been a while now.
Korpisalo played in Vancouver in their last game. To go Copley probably tonight. He beat them last time. I just don't... The guy was out of the league entirely. Yes.
Very, very much a...
But you know what they say about goalies.
Voodoo!
That is...
We wear big pads and we're tall. Nobody gets us.
Thank you. I'm glad you've got that on
me too.
Speed dial.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So that's what's at stake tonight. You know, someone familiar with LA, not just Louis, Rhett's favorite Flame, Trevor Lewis, who's been lobbying for more minutes all season.
Favorite player.
Or Tyler Toffoli, who's had probably the best season of any Flame.
Damn, boy.
This year, indeed. Look who, on this very day, made history in LA. It's Daryl. He's going back to LA on the anniversary of his 500th victory in the NHL. Back in 2014, just 9 years ago. And look at Big... He's happy there. He's smiling.
Yeah.
No wonder you keep that photo. Not many of those. So how about that, Rhett?
Who's that? John Stevens to the right?
I think so.
Is that who this?
Yeah. He's like, fuck, when you get fired, I'm taking this job.
Is Dustin Brown on the bench saying, get the hell out of here? Or has that not happened yet?
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, great coach. Look at Willie Mitchell. He's like, fuck. Get me out of here. God almighty. Jason Williams there. Justin Williams. Like, this prick won 500 games.
What's with your eyes? You're seeing stuff today.
What's going on?
You don't have the glasses over your shades.
Good, who's the? Oh, that's got to be
Peepers on you.
Is that Kopitar with the A before he took over the C?
Tinted goggles.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just going to sit here and pretend. Mm-hmm. Like, please don't say anything to me, Coach.
Leave me alone.
Sit quietly. Say nothing.
So Daryl be back in familiar territory on the anniversary of his 500th win. How about that? Okay. Connor Bedard. A bit overblown, I heard one person suggest.
Overblown.
A person was Rhett Warner. Let's go to WHL action over the weekend for one overblown Connor Bedard.
Mm-hmm. Being followed by Molondyke. Suzdalev gets away from it. Into the middle, Bedard shoots and scores. Connor Bedard makes it 4-1.
And his 70th goal this year in 55 games.
Is that Les Lazarek, Rhett?
Quite I was, season I was just going to say, man. Old Lester.
A two-point game again. Almost all of his games are multi-point. But Suzdalev makes this play. getting free of Molendijk and setting up Bedard for the
one-timer. Yeah, what did Bedard do there? Just shoot it? Anyone could have done that. Clark Wilm did that. Yeah,
did he do it 70 times in 55 games?
40. He did it 49 times.
As a 17-year-old?
So. Bantam, maybe. Not Wilm.
Bantam had more than 70.
As a 17-year-old, he did not. Only one person scored more.
Yeah.
And it was, a guy that I don't know ever skated in his own zone. And a great hitman. Went to the Rangers, Pavel Brendl. Only guy in his draft eligible year at the same age that scored more than Bedard in a junior season in the Western
League. But like half of them into an empty net.
He was cherry picking the whole. He didn't. Yeah. It was a very different style than Bedard.
Let's hope Bedard turns out.
I have a feeling he'll be better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, bet over Blanc. So yeah, on that. What we should be focusing on is Flames, I guess, top prospect, arguably, Matt Coronato. They get dumped in the ECAC finals, losing to Colgate, but they're
pump the brakes here. Matt Coronato is not the Flames' number one draft or prospect.
Who is?
Dustin Wolf.
Okay.
Is the Flames' number one prospect.
You take it back. You would probably go there.
I really like Dustin Wolf, but the button over there.
Voodoo! We wear big pads and we're tall. Nobody gets us. Ooh.
Love Dustin Wolf. Think he's going to be great.
Or maybe.
Oh my God.
So one of the Flames' top prospects.
Either way, yes.
Top skater. I don't want to offend anyone.
Outside of the crease.
All right. Oof.
His team lost in his conference final, but they're still into the tournament. They are the sixth-ranked team in the nation, are Harvard. They will play OSU this Friday, noon Mountain, 2 o'clock Sabres time. Buckeyes against the Crimson. Winner in that Bridgeport regional bracket will play whoever wins against Quinnipiac, the Bobcats, or Merrimack. Who are the Merrymen? Not sure.
Gotta be, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
The Shoveler. As exciting as that is, the Shoveler is very excited about her. Is it their alma mater?
Alma mater?
Her.
Who is that?
Yeah. Canisius College.
Oh, they're one seed.
Advancing. They're 16 seed.
Okay.
The Shoveler
this
was
is the basketball you're talking there. About.
Then. The Shoveler was a hell of a... Well,
not basketball. Softball? Hockey.
Let's go to the bracket. Let's see what Rhett's talking about here. We got the full bracket for the NCAA.
I'm talking about the hockey.
I am too. Yeah, so let's go to the bracket. That's
I'm not saying the Shoveler. She was a softball player, wasn't
it? There it is. So there's Canisius. Yes, there you are. They slide in against Minnesota in the top left corner of that bracket.
Jesus, which one of these?
And people are furious that all three Minnesota teams, St. Cloud, Minnesota State, and Minnesota, all in the same regional, meaning only one Minnesota team can get to the Frozen Four. Outrage. How could you do it? How could you do it? Get the jet fueled up.
What region should they be in?
I mean, they could separate them all. It's fine.
Minnesota.
They could be in three separate brackets, but this all meet in the Frozen Four. Point being, have the PJ fueled up for Connie and do what you did with Gaudreau. Because if he loses Friday, you can chat with him and sign him. If he wins, I'll have another game this weekend. If they lose that second game, again, get the jet out there. You can sign him this weekend. Top skating prospect. The top unsigned prospect of the Calgary Flames.
There you go.
All right.
Nice.
WBC.
Hey, I'm all for it. Bring him in.
Let's go. Yeah.
The Wolf Dog is the man. The Wolf Dog is going to lead us to the promise.
The Wolf
what
is, Man is the
what
dog.
What does it sound like, Rhett? What is the Wolf?
Ow!
That's right.
Americans are through to the WBC final. They beat Cuba. Japan and Mexico will play today. The winner gets the Americans in the final. Who gets hurt today?
I watched some of the Puerto Rico-Mexico.
Yes,
that looked like a lot of fun.
Mexicans have been a great tournament. And finally, Rhett, we love... Well, okay, so we need to be careful there. We don't like people getting hurt, but we do like people choosing to fight at sporting events, being idiots, and then getting the tar beaten out of them. Let's go to SoFi Stadium from earlier this year. And Rhett, you can break down this fight as there's dude with long hair and sunglasses and man about to come on your screen. Let's take it away. He's clearly upset.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the headlock and
bang,
bang.
Clunk.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, man.
And the sunglasses are falling.
They need to work on their defense.
Yeah.
That's not ideal.
So are we saying sunglass guy or man from stage left? Which are we?
Is that Jacob Bardell?
I love the guy filming. Look at him. Look at the guy filming. Dying. He's just grinning. That guy's shot. My favorite. Look at him.
Bang. Here they come. There's four of them.
He's loving it. Look at him. He's like, I got it on tape.
That is the best part. Yeah.
Three, four, five.
Oh, he's lefty too. Hey, just
those are forearm shivers too.
Feeding them lefts. Goodness.
Okay, so thank you for that, Rhett. And now finally, we've got you in a little bit of hot water. People in Buffalo have a bone to pick with Rhett W. Warner, or whatever his middle initial is.
Yep.
Do you not have a middle name? What is your middle name? You don't have one?
It's A.
Alabaster.
A. Warner.
Alabama. Okay.
Raw. Remember, you know, Raw is war?
That's right.
That was me before the wrestling took
They named it after you. Look how this asshole's been parking his car in Buffalo Parkades. And nice bumper stickers, Rhett. Like, this is unbelievable. 3 inches this person has to get into his car.
That's some shit.
You got to stop this, Rhett. There's painted lines. Yeah. I know you're in a hurry. Down the middle. How's this person supposed to get in their car?
I had the trots. I had to get in that store.
Yeah. Quickly. You had to get into Costco and... Costco parking spots are nice and big. That's not a Costco parking spot.
Yeah, that's true. They got the nice fat ones.
Now, I can tell you what.
Go ahead.
Parking spots down here, significantly bigger.
And you still find a way to get 3 inches from the driver's side door.
Now, in fairness, how do you know that the person in the car didn't just pull up there beside Rhett?
Because this is the person that clearly sent us the picture complaining about Rhett's parking, saying, I get back to my car, this is what I'm dealing with.
Warner. You should trade in that, you should get something newer retro. I thought you'd be in for a newer vehicle by now. You love those bumper stickers too. I've told you about that.
I like the.
It's very judgy.
Well, I'm proud of my kids, right?
Yeah, my kids is
great.
Honor roll.
Yeah. 2027 honor roll. That doesn't make sense. Okay, thank you. That's your Pinder report for Village Honda.
Brought to you by Village Honda, villagehonda.com, Northwest Automall, your dealership for life. Turn your vehicle into cash today during the $1 million buying event. They'll buy yours even if you don't buy theirs. Sellers receive a tropical cruise for two exclusively at Village Honda.
Ooh.
There we go.
Even with those bumper stickers, Rhett, they'll still give you some cold hard cash in 24 hours to that bad boy. I know you're back soon if you're driving home.
I can scrape those off. Get those off. Yeah, all right.
I want to tell you about St. Eugene, the golf resort and casino. With the warmer temperatures here now, you're starting to think about it, aren't you? Are you close? We know Masters is coming.
Yep.
You're going golfing. You're going away to golf here. That's right. But I wonder if for people here.
I'll tell you exactly what's happening right now.
Yeah?
I was at the rink yesterday. Last hockey of the year. God bless. It's about time. A couple of the dads booking right now.
Where are we
going? What dates? What's the trip? This is the time you got to get shit done.
Plan ahead.
Go to the website.
Make it an event. Make it something special. St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino, part of the Barnburner family. Championship golf course, the casino on site, spa, restaurants, mountains surrounding you in all directions, that fresh mountain air, great golf. Time to discover or rediscover the St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. And they have, like you say, starting to book. Get booking. Get it in front of your mind. The Spring Swing Golf Package, starting at $259. You and a friend can enjoy one night's stay at the historic hotel and a round of golf, including a power cart. Spring Swing, available from April 14th to May 17th. It's a tight little window. You're going to need to book.
Get it done. Let's
go. It will sell. So go get it. The website... You'll just get lost in the website too if you're at work right now or whatever. You're just going to start watching that thing go. SaintEugene.ca. They are on Twitter and Instagram at St. Eugene Resort. But good partners of ours, looking forward to getting out to Cranbrook, British Columbia sometime soon and enjoying some of that St. Eugene hospitality, which we've all come to enjoy.
I feel like we'd love to cover a Flames playoff run, but you know, if they didn't.
Well, what did the standings say? You just had the standings up there. What
4 back with a game in hand. Come on, boys.
4 back with a game in hand.
If you're going to...
the games might will probably be on in
and your, a head to head.
Yeah, in your room at St. Eugene, you get your room. There's probably a TV in there. You can watch it.
Oh yeah,
you
know, sure.
Do whatever.
There, that is actually a nice. That's a nice trip.
Sure it is.
Round of golf, a nice afternoon lunch,
cleansing ale maybe,
and then playoff hockey starts early because you're out. Is the time change? I don't know if there's a time change.
That's a good question. Cranbrook might still be mountain.
I think
time.
It's still mountain.
Either way,
which
get
is
off
perfect.
The course, hit which the hot is, pools, yeah. Nice meal, games are on, tuck in, do
games
it
are on.
Mm-hmm.
You kidding me?
Love it.
StEugene.ca. Go check it out. Get in there. Get in there now. I'm learning here with our technology about how to put stuff in, and we're learning. Alex is slowly but surely kind of teaching us how things work. What'd you say, five and a half months? Finally, I'm kind of figuring things out.
Yeah. Better than not finding it out.
So, I don't know. It's nothing specific. It's just some things I noticed over the weekend. Maybe the best of the weekend. Boomer's best of the weekend. I thought, now you are impactful. You speak, people follow. You're the Pied Piper. In this case, the Pied Piper of banning the wave at the Saddle Dome.
There 11?
There has been a...
Come on!
Change.org.
Tell me a screenshot of that right away. Change.org.
There's
petition.
a guy on Twitter at Nifty Crispy, I believe, is the guy.
Stuff.
He
He's
has started.
Dude.
Yes, he has. He's got a good TikTok there too. There it is. The petition: ban the wave at Calgary Flames games. You're right, Rhett. It's been a torrid pace to start. I'm not sure when it did it say when it opened. 11 people have gone online and signed.
Let's make this happen. You got 12. I'm coming in.
If you feel similarly, you can, I'm sure, Google it. Or
two game tying goals, one night. Jeez.
There you go. You guys are...
I'm not even as hardcore as this ban it. You don't have to ban it. Just do it at the right
based.
Time.
It is science-based.
Just do it.
And, you know, I'm not sure if one of the 11 is Jacob Markstrom, but you showed it earlier.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we saw the reaction of Markstrom the other night. You think it's because they lost. It's actually because of the wave.
Well, he had a 0.00 save percentage when the wave was on. So you tell me if he likes it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you look
That's
at him here.
That's fucking science, Rhett.
Now, this is unconfirmed, but he's skating off on Saturday.
Yeah.
And he told the ref, he's like, we got to get rid of the wave. The fucking wave. Tired of the wave.
Looking do that. I'm trying to focus on the game.
Poor Ruzicka just about got clobbered there. The old El Cabon.
Well, he's not moving fast as any time ever.
So no, that's right. He's at maybe normal speed. Quicker. There you go. We know things haven't gone well in Philly. We didn't show that online. We didn't show that's very. Anyway, Philly fans are crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Philly fans are at another level. They fired their general manager of the Flyers.
Fletcher, yeah.
Chuck Fletcher. He got the boot. There, it's a rebuild. You know, Danny Briere, when his kid, he's got some kid things going on anyway.
His kid's being an idiot.
He's like, hey.
His kid's being an idiot, and all of a sudden it's Danny Briere's fault.
I know.
Fault.
It's like, not Danny Briere's fault.
Oh,
it's
Sabres.
His kid's fault.
Sabres alumni sticking up for each other. Anyway, this was, how are the Philly fans handling things? Let's take a look.
Oh, dear.
This outside.
Oh, boy.
Big fire and Chuck was enough. Fuck you. Fire Comcast.
Sell the team. Sell the team. Sell the team. Sell the team.
When you're paying Rasmus for Salon like $5 million for the next like 5 years, that's when you know you got to get the fuck out.
It's been what, 1974 since we won a cup? Everyone sits there, oh, we're spoiled. We went to the Super Bowl last year. Well, what happened? We lost. We went to the fucking, we go to the playoffs. We lose, we lose, we lose. This titty is tired.
Like that, this titty.
I'll buy the team for $3 and a pack of Newports.
Jeez.
You know,
that's guy's awesome.
Right for the last half God of a century, this city has loved hockey, and all of a sudden they don't care anymore. It's just insane. It's sad. That's why we're here, because we're tired of it. Do you believe in Danny?
I do believe in Danny. Nice. Give him a shot. You know, just give him a shot. See what he's got. I know Hextall wasn't that great. Holmgren,
Clark.
Harvard. Yeah, you know.
Harvard.
No, I'm starting to have second thoughts.
No, fire Briere.
Jeez,
they already want Briere fired.
Amazing.
You love thick dude with the helmet and visor on, Retro. You need
look.
The visor.
Yes.
He needed a tub of Crisco to get into that jersey. That thing was painted on.
Oh, it's wow. So good. See, but that's what you need to do for the wave. You need to get some people like that. Hold a rally.
It was the Ristolainen. That was another one from my right on backpack items. Yeah. Yes.
Right on point. Right on point.
Those guys, they work the docks all week, and then their weekend off, they go stand outside the spectrum.
Jeez.
Fire everyone.
I do believe in Danny. No, actually, fire Danny.
You
fire
Breer. Change your heart.
Philadelphia, man. It's just got a special place in my heart. It's just, there's no city like it. There's no city like it. You mentioned earlier the Winnipeg Jets are having a struggle. Let's take this. Now, they were playing St. Louis.
Yeah.
Braden Schenn, he's not a super tough guy by any means. Good player. Sticks, good old Wesley Sasker.
Not a wimp.
Sasker. He got shooting the old Dukes.
Really?
Blues versus the Jets. Braden Schenn, not a bad scrapper. We can roll it. So I guess if you want to, scrap, go ahead. But Nikolai Ehlers, for sure, don't fight anymore.
Oh, he doesn't.
Two unlikely combatants go at it here.
Was that and, a stick back there at the start of this?
Oh, so. Nikolai Ehlers.
Well, get the glove off, first off. One, two.
Oh, Nikki.
Three.
This is one of those fights where you're Schenn and you're going, oh, this five. Should be fun.
And everybody on the Jets bench is just, oh, God.
You going to stroke him once more here?
Yep.
Oh, there's a lefty. Another left. That's not going to help Nick Ehlers score goals down the stretch here.
It's not.
I don't mind that if you're hoping the Flames get in.
No. That probably went exactly, if you're not watching and you're only listening, that went exactly how you think it would have gone.
Yeah, Nick Ehlers known for a lot of things. Fists for goals, not.
Yeah.
Mitts for scoring, yes.
And I can't decide if I give him props for doing it or be smarter.
It is.
Right? It's one of those ones where I'm like,
It's like, we're going to need you here, you know?
You know what? Here's the problem. When you're not a scrapper, don't go in trying to box.
Yeah. You're not a boxer.
Go in there, throw a couple punches, fall the F down.
Yeah.
Way to go. But he's actually trying to win it. Like, he's not.
No, you're not going to win.
No, he should fall down, right? Is what you're saying? Grab two and hands, jersey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this left right here. Clunk, clunk.
Those are some. I'm guessing he's not a true lefty, old Schenn.
No, but you know.
Did okay there.
He knows what he's doing.
Schenn's a good
one player. Of the two knew what they were
Schenn's
doing.
A good.
There you go. Speaking of scraps, you go to Flames Community, you watch some college hockey, you're not going to see scraps there.
Not often.
You don't see scraps when it comes to, they don't call it CIAU, but U-Sport now. This happened on the weekend. The Golden Bears, the Alberta Golden Bears, and was it Ian Herbers, their head coach? He was not happy. So there
Is
you
Herbie
see.
Is Herbie the head coach?
I believe Herbie's the head coach.
I played with Herbie. For a few weeks in Detroit with the Vipers.
You can roll it, Alex.
No way.
You were a storied Viper. Vipers backing up Vipers. So this is, you see, it's the third period. Alberta's up 3-0 on UPEI, and they run the goalie.
Oh, dear.
They run the goalie.
Can't be doing that.
And the Golden Bears are not happy.
Smallwood's not having this at all.
They are not happy.
Everybody's in the mix here in front of the goal.
So you see the goalie. He's going to get to his feet. He's kind of giving dude that run him. He's giving him some, what the H? What are you doing? Just keep an eye on the goalie and watch the player getting up off the ice here.
Clearly against Zach Beauregard going in. I don't think
Zach Beauregard, he's getting yipped, and then
to get out of the way of Ethan Kruger, and I think he took an extra poke out.
Oh,
barehanded sucker punch.
Wow,
right in the button.
Got him. Lefty.
That's going to draw the attraction anytime you get in there close at all.
You're okay with that retro. You what? You're down 3-0. Playoffs. Run the goal.
You got to change the momentum some way somehow.
That's right.
Let's go.
The reason I bring up Ian Herbers is the Golden Bears didn't shake hands after the game.
Oh dear,
Have that. Can't have that. We'll move on. We'll stay with U Sports. Congratulations to the Mount Royal University Lady Cougars hockey team. They are your national champions. Take a look. Overtime. MRU and Concordia. Somebody's got to win it.
With a chance, she'll fire it in. And it's in! Mount Royal
Oh, I got some goosebumps here.
How about that? History made. Don't fall over. There's a lot of shuffling there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome. National champions, Mount that? Royal. Congratulations, ladies. Awesome. National champions. I don't know how to... this is the next video that I've got. We're all parents here. We all love watching our kids win, and we hate seeing our kids lose. This is a university wrestling event that was taking place. I believe it was over the weekend. Some of this stuff could be a little bit dated, but...
That's fine.
Now, the guy... You can roll it, Alex. The guy on not winning is by far and away the favorite in this event.
7-7.
And he loses a major upset, huge upset. And this is the dude that lost. This is mom.
Oh, no.
She's done. She's done with those glasses. She's had it. You ever done that, Red?
That is some Hulkamania on the glasses.
I don't think I would do that with them. You know what the problem? It's clearly St. Patrick's Day, and she didn't wear it. It's more of a yellow.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Got the tap, got the win. And for those that aren't watching, mom took off her eye goggles, her spectacles, and crumpled them like you would a sheet of paper. She just took them off.
I'm just these fucking glasses. It's the glasses' fault. Peter!
She's crazy.
Holy.
Never met her? Probably won't. Don't need to. You, lady, batshit crazy. Batshit. But a little crazy's okay, right?
Yeah.
We like to have a little bit of crazy.
Love crazy, yeah.
Remember Jamal Williams?
Yep.
Played with the Packers.
Yep.
Went to the Lions. Yep. Was on the
bunch of touchdowns last year.
Had a great year last year.
Yeah.
Was on the Hard Knocks. He was crying on Hard Knocks
because they had crazy
year.
Coach Dan Campbell.
That's right. He was great in Hard Knocks. Now Jamal, where did he end up going? He signed as a free agent last week, and showed up at his press conference wearing a funny hat and winning with the Saints. There it is. You can see it in the background. Yeah. So he's a New Orleans Saint. Here's Jamal Williams winning over the crowd.
You would think I'm all, but this smile can be like for evil too. Yeah, I'm turned. I'm high off life right now. It don't matter. I am here, but I'm just excited. Like I am trembling from excitement right now. I'm just shaking. You remind me of like V for Vengeance. Is that it? Did I say it right? Yeah, that mask. Yeah, V for Vendetta. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
When they called you to sign you, was that part of their sales pitch, or how did they convince you to sign you?
First thing my girlfriend said was, ooh, you got to try some baguettes, beignets. You got to try the beignet. What is your name, sir? So how many times am I going to see you? All the time?
Unfortunately,
all right, cool. Well... My time here, you are going to become an anime expert, all right? I don't do well with dead things that are still intact with the head on it. Like, it's looking at me, I just can't do it. He's lying. Come in here with some socks on.
I got socks on.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they're just a little bit.
Ankle socks tell a lot about you, man.
That's the debut.
Holy, with the Pokemon hot hat, if you can't
He's
see it.
He's got a Pokemon hat. He's having some fun.
Pikachu, that's who it is.
So the question is, hammered or not hammered? High or not high?
I think it takes a special breed to be a running back in the league as long as he has. I think that guy is an animal. I love it.
He was almost as drunk as you at your Welcome to Calgary press conference at the Stampede Retro.
Yeah. I hope he's having as much fun as he says he is. That's awesome.
That lid is a look.
Now it comes back to Rhett, our final two clips. We've got some more Rhett Warner video coming in. We know you're a big Buffalo Bills fan. This, some sent in video from Nashville.
Oh, dear.
Rhett said he wasn't feeling great after coming home. You said you had maybe, which day was it? It was Wednesday. You cooked the goose on Wednesday. So there's Retro. It doesn't look like, but you got your Bills shirt on.
Yeah, look at this.
And there you are. Let's take a look at this. That's a big pitcher of beer. Gonna pour a glass full, or maybe.
Why would you do that?
Just give it one of those.
Oh boy, that's a lot of Guinness,
dude. Rats, hammers a pitcher of beer, a big full pitcher in 7 seconds. And of course, he's part of Bill's Nation. Of course he is.
Of course Rhett is. Rhett, you see, there's the mustache we were asking for. You shaved it? Yeah. Boy, comes back quick. Eh?
So what does it feel like? Because that hits you, I would think, a different way than if you have
how many beers are in a pitcher? Is that three? Three and a half? That's a lot of alcohol.
You know what? Guinness, let's think this through.
Yeah.
Like, it might be easier to do with a Guinness than a more carbonated
beer. It's not carbonated. It's nitrogenated. So that is correct. Yeah. It would not be as bubbly. And yes, you're putting a lot of liquid in, but you would not be filled with like burp, 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 burp.
Yeah.
Well done by you, though. Good showing. And the final one, I said it was you, but I know you love fishing. And Aussie Brad is our buddy. I thought,
what?
Right? It isn't an Aussie Brad, but I'll let you take a look at this. You guys love fishing, but there's fishing etiquette. Let's take a listen. Let's take a listen.
Obviously, you didn't have any fucking. I don't give a fuck. I'll still have a fucking crack at all of you.
All I'm saying is, you got to come back around this side.
I don't give a fuck.
I can't even cast my fucking rod out.
I don't give a fuck.
Don't you?
No.
Well, it ain't your fucking boat ramp. It's not a fucking boat ramp.
It's a fucking boat ramp.
It's for everyone.
Common courtesy, cunt. He's fished. Stop that.
Back off, seriously. Come on. You're losing your shit now.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking lose your shit now.
Come on, man.
There's no point fucking up a 12-year-old.
12.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, find some of your own size, bud.
Wow. Aussies, man.
You're losing your shit now, and we got a C-bomb in there. They really do use that thing all over. It's just
you thought I was making that up.
They use it a lot.
They love it.
Yeah, there
Doug's
you go.
Doug's gonna come. Dougie's coming back from Aussie right. tomorrow.
Tossing around seas all over the place.
Yeah, your mama won't be happy. She'll be slapping him across the face. Goodness,
sea bomb. Hey. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was just some of the stuff that came across my.
I would have just untied that prick's boat and pushed it out.
He was being a little belligerent.
He wasn't sharing. That is the tragedy of the commons, Dean.
It's a shared
public space, and he was being a Richard.
Yeah, shared boat ramp. Vina Nova, I told you guys last week when I was talking to Justin.
Yeah.
This spring is engagement season.
Right or wrong, it does happen a lot this time.
Or retro, maybe. You want to renew your vows.
Oh, especially after coming back from Nashville.
You know, maybe you owe.
Somebody does. I actually know somebody that does.
Wants to renew.
Yeah.
Really?
Because two wasn't enough. Well, might as well do three.
Yeah.
Three renewals or three different wives? I'm confused here.
I would be for the latter, but she's of the opinion of three whatever.
So marriage, renewal, second nice. Renewal.
So what do you, so like, yeah. so yeah. a three rings or three services kind of deal? Three events.
I would expect that. She knows about this Jared dude now, so
yeah,
it's gonna have to play into it.
Justin, but yeah,
no, it could be someone
Jared's
else.
Jared's our sales guy, but I know what you're saying.
Is this all connected? Jared's wife, maybe.
Yeah, what we're saying is it's Vina Nova. There's no reason to go anywhere else but Vina Nova. They're Calgary's only lab-grown diamond specialist. They exclusive. It's all they've got. You walk into Vina Nova, everything is lab-grown, which means across the board. We're talking about 80% in terms of savings. So either you're getting more for what you've saved or you're getting something tremendous.
You're going to bling out or you're spending 20%. That's unbelievable.
Tremendous. Yeah. And we've told you and we'll tell you again about how quality the gems are and how similar. And in some cases, they're more pure than mined diamonds. It makes no sense to spend all that money when you can save and have the same effect. You're going to, maybe you don't need three. Maybe this is the first one.
Yeah.
If you want to do something special, you know, you're do custom design, get in there soon. Can take 4 to 5 weeks for it all to come together, but they have a great selection there. They are on the second floor of Stephen Avenue Place, online, vinanova.com. Go and see Justin and staff, and they will hook you up and make you very happy. Huh. It's hard to go wrong, right? What do I get for a gift? Sometimes I'll just, you know, just... Does she really need a chainsaw? You don't know. And then sometimes you find out afterwards.
Shovel?
Yeah. No. Sometimes you have to find out afterwards. No, she really, really didn't. This is going to be, I would guess, about 100% clip in terms of
sex. Hey, if you're considering Vina Nova or athletic shoe wear, I know where to push you. I know which direction.
Feels very specific.
Interesting you mentioned that.
Is that right?
Were they the right size, at least, the shoes? Or jeez.
Well, nothing to do with size.
No. Oh, dear.
It's what you're insinuating, apparently.
Apparently. How do we feel about this hockey game tonight? The Kings, as we mentioned, nice little clip. 8-1-3 in their last 12. Their home streak is even better.
They're due for a loss.
Yep.
It's one way to look at it. It's not the boomer angle, I'm guessing.
No, that said, and you've been saying it for weeks now, don't worry about these games because we've been led to believe and we've been shown that they generally show up for these games. It's when you think you're going to watch, oh, it's Ottawa or Arizona or whatever.
Or Anaheim tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night will be tough.
Then Trubs. But I don't know. This you mentioned, like, LA is one of the top teams in the conference. Now they just played Dallas, and it was close, and they played Vegas, and it was close. So maybe.
I think LA's looking really good right now. We keep questioning their goaltending, but it has not given in. I love their depth. I think they've quietly made some really nice moves along the way, snapping up Victor Arvidsson for like a second rounder.
Kevin Fiala.
The Philip Deneau free agent signing has been wonderful. Their young guys are starting to come up. You look at Quentin Byfield's playing the wing on the top line. They've got Kaliev in their lineup. Velarde, he's in as well. Like, all these kids have been waiting for are starting to arrive, and they've still got Doughty and Kopitar playing very, very well. It's a scary team. I think the Flames will be strong tonight. I don't know if it's enough to win, but I'm more worried about their work and their ability to, you know, try tomorrow night than I am tonight, because that's what the season is. There's only one thing we know is they show up against top 10 teams. They have a really tough time playing their best hockey against bottom dwellers.
I wonder a little bit, Rhett, you mentioned it earlier. The schedule is not their friend right now. They were on the road for two, came back, played one, back in the plane, down to LA. They aren't huge. It's not a terrible long trip. It's one time zone. Right? But at some point, it starts to.
It's a pain in the ass.
You get into that spot where we played well, but it's just the nature of sport.
Yep.
You're just not going to have your best when you have that many games in a short amount of time and travel against a very good team. It scares me a little bit tonight.
Yeah, I think it's fair to be scared.
It is a scary.
Go ahead.
Travel schedule sucks. The only positive that you can take out of it is that there's no need to practice. You are in playoff mode.
Yeah.
You get all the rest you can get. Nothing else matters. It should be one game at a time. All the cliches should come out. And if you can't get excited with only 12 bloody games to go and you've got a chance to barge your way in, then you don't deserve to. Like, there's no excuses.
Lines are in from Skate. Jacob Pelche back in the lineup. We'll play the left side of Nazem Kadri's line. Dylan Dubé slides from the left to the right side of that line. So you've got two guys with some pace and playmaking with Nazem Kadri. He's had a rougher stretch of late. I don't mind those two guys with him. Duer comes out to make that happen. Nick Ritchie stays in with Rooch.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
And Trevor Lewis on the fourth line. He scored. He keeps taking penalties. It's a lot. It's Mr. Everything is happening, Nick Ritchie.
And where's Huberto?
He's still on that line with Backlund, and Coleman. So whoever
plays. And Mangiapane on the left side with.
Of the top line, yeah. So the only tweaks from the last game is the Pelche in, Duer out, and Dubé swap sides of the same line.
Let's do our Betway bets. We'll skip here. We'll skip ahead and get right to the Betway bets, and we will get on the way here. It is Flames Kings. I got a couple here to start. I don't know why. I just feel like maybe she's gonna be a little snug tonight.
Oh,
maybe
I can
a little
see that
snug.
These two teams, yeah.
I'm not enough to go 5.5, but I'm gonna go under on 6.5. Under 6.5 goals, paying -125. And Tyler Toffoli, former King.
Tough dog.
Scoring right now. I like Adrian Kempe a lot. Taking a shot. It's a bit of a reach, but going for it. Kempe and Toffoli both scoring at least a goal, paying +550. So those are my
big number
Betway bets of this.
Jeez.
Boom.
Like Kempe.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, bud.
Boom. Is his face melting off again?
Don't bring it up. It's okay.
Almost at the end of the show, right?
Okay.
Bleep off. Here are my Betway bets of the day. You're my bet.
A lot of people listening that have no idea what you're talking about.
Rhett. You know who's on a heater? You talk about the role the Kings are on. How about Rasmus Anderson? Was it 8 points his last four games?
Mr. Anderson's on a roll. Eight in his last. Yeah, is that what it was? Yeah, 8-4.
One assist, paying +115. Yep, like that for tonight. Also, Tyler Toffoli been on a heater. I'm going to go with the power play point. +250? All right. Let's go. Betway bets of the day.
There you go. Get the Betway app on your phone. Play along. Have fun. Be responsible. Just do the right thing with Betway.
I can hear them screaming.
Oh.
The rat's already back.
Time to be a father. Well, it's not like you had some real quality time with them over the weekend.
That's so true, yeah.
So maybe you've earned a little
bit
of time.
Did you FaceTime
them
from the room you locked yourself in?
That was on the pre-show, Ryan. That was
I'm
on the,
sorry.
You want to say hi? Yell out hi. Oh, here we go. Billy wants to say hi.
Come on in, Billy boy. Hey!
There he is.
William?
So that's number three?
Are you saying hi? No. Yes or no? That's number two.
Oh, number two, okay.
There's number three.
Hello.
Hey! Ah. It's getting big.
They're all huge.
God.
10 in a month.
Where does the time go, Rhett? Where does it go?
I don't know, Dean. I do not know.
Tomorrow on the program, Frank Saravelli going to slide by. He's our NHL insider. We will look back on the Flames and Kings. We will look ahead to the Flames and the Ducks. So a busy, busy show. Say goodbye to Ryan, Retro.
It's nice knowing you, Rhett. I had
Get
a really
better, Ryan.
Good life
Get
before
better.
I died. Enjoy. Tell my family I love them.
Enjoy your time with the people that are important to you. Value it. Don't drink too much. Hey.
All it takes is a mean bout of the gout to get me right off the sauce.
Yeah, no, he seems to be in very That's good it. Form right now as he's getting on a plane to go out of town for a while. He seems like he's in really good shape. So that's going to do it for the show today. Thanks to all the sponsors. Appreciate you. Support the sponsors. Preach. Support the podcast. Subscribe and like with
Five
YouTube.
Star.
Get the subscribe for the on the on. Get it on your phone.
After
it just
burner.
Shows up.
Let's go.
Come on.
Thanks, Nation. Let's go.
Afterburner tonight. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Not dead yet.
See you tomorrow, buddies.
Rhett?
Oilers suck.
See ya.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com code MOM.